Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole and his running mate Jack Kemp addressed the 21st annual convention of the National Association of Black Journalists today. It was not the most supportive audience, but with Kemp at his side, Dole cast the presidential race as a unique opportunity to renew a two-party contest for the votes of African Americans. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Dole now says last June's NAACP convention was a missed opportunity, and today he had a chance to make amends.
I missed one by not knowing about the NAACP convention, and I'm sorry about that. Our candidate for president in 1964, Barry Goldwater, missed an opportunity by opposing the 1964 Civil Rights Act. We don't try to miss any opportunities. We're trying to create opportunities.
At one point during his speech, Dole said it was a good time for a confession. 2 months ago, the Dole campaign had explained skipping the NAACP by saying there was a scheduling conflict, and they'd offered to send Jack Kemp instead. The NAACP said thanks, but no thanks. Kemp, now Dole's running mate, had his opportunity today as well. He declared a new civil rights agenda for America, but devoted his speech to bolstering Dole's credentials. He pledged the GOP would be more considerate of minority issues under a Dole-Kemp White House. With candor and chagrin, he said, we will be the first to recognize that the seed planted so carefully by Lincoln did not always grow so straight. Dole used his own experience as a disabled war veteran to relate to the audience. I am a member of a minority group as well, he said, and my years in the service also left me with abiding conviction that people who are willing to die for their country must share fully in its rights. Nor did Dole sidestep the issue of affirmative action, an issue on which he has vacillated over the years.
I've supported race-based preferences in the past, but over time I realized that preferences created with the best of intentions were dividing America instead of bringing us or bringing them together. What I do support and what I do define as real affirmative action is aggressive, determined, and persistent recruitment of minorities and women by business, government, and universities.
Dole then offered a detailed description of his economic agenda and how it would bring inner-city neighborhoods back to life. He said the same of school choice, and he defended his position against a ban on assault weapons. But what stood out in the speech was the confessional. At one point, Dole said Republicans were sometimes at the sidelines when they should have been at the center.
We'll only find support in the black community if Republicans do something simple and rare. We must have the courtesy to ask. And that's exactly what Jack and I want to do today.
He then asked those in the audience to do the same, to treat Republican proposals with skepticism and with fairness. And ask they did. He was asked what would replace the safety net of welfare under the new welfare plan. He responded by detailing the maintenance provision of the legislation, which requires states provide at least 80% of what was offered prior to the welfare overhaul. Asked about what he would do to provide jobs in urban areas, he referred back to his economic plan.
When you create wealth, you create opportunity. I can give you case after case after case. If you lower the cost of capital for somebody out there, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, creating a business or want to expand a business, lower the capital gains rate, that's how you create jobs in the private sector.
Dole was then put on the spot as to whether he would support a constitutional amendment denying citizenship to the children of illegal immigrants, a position held in the party's platform.
No, pay due respect to the platform. I approved a lot of parts that I thought were essential, and that was not one of them. I would not support that part of the platform.
And finally, he was asked once again about his position on affirmative action.
I don't happen to share the view that, you know, I have an affirmative effort, outreach, giving people the opportunity, not guaranteeing the outcome. I don't know how many people in this audience, but I don't think very many are here because you didn't have the potential, you had the merit, and you got here on your own.
That's the way it has to work in America, Dole said, and his running mate, Kemp, backed him up with a speech that bordered on filibuster. Overall, the joint appearance was successful. Many gave the team credit for just showing up. At one point during the speech, Dole said that Democrats assume ownership of the African-American vote. In closing, he asked the group, I hope you will give us the opportunity, which, interestingly enough, is what many in the audience who favor affirmative action were also saying. I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Nashville.